Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, one of my heroes. Grace Marie and I have been talking about healthcare reform for a long time. Actually, she and I have been talking about it almost 12 years. In 1998, March of 1998, she and I first started working together. She's been doing it longer than I have, but I point that out, folks, to let you know that when you hear me talking about healthcare reform, you hear me saying that I don't like the way things are going right now with regard to healthcare legislation proposals. You know, I'm not new to the party. I didn't just show up here since Mr. Obama got elected. I've been talking about healthcare since day one almost on my show. And somebody who's working harder on it than anybody I know is our good friend Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody on the planet knows more about public policy, healthcare public policy, especially as it relates to small business, than Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
It is such a pleasure to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, and I am so proud of you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't get to see Grace Marie last night, her beautiful face and her brilliant mind on Stossel's show, John Stossel has a new program on Fox Business. It was on last night, and it's going to be on again tonight at 10 o'clock, right?
That's right, 10 o'clock Eastern.
And, folks, you want to make sure you find that. And it'll probably be up on the website if you don't get the channel. It's the Fox Business Channel, not the news channel. And you were a star last night, Grace Marie. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. You know, you always think about the 27 other things that you wish you would have said. but basically, the whole program was about whether or not profits are evil, and whether or not we should, you know, just let the whole government run the healthcare. People in the audience, some of them just seem to think that was just going to be this blissful utopia, and everybody's going to get all the care they need, and everything is going to be wonderful if we just get that evil profit motive out of here.
Exactly, and the money to pay for all this stuff, once we get the evil profit out of it, is like manna from heaven. It just falls out of the sky, right?
They're just crazy. There's so much money in the system. If we just get that profit out of those health insurance companies, then we could pay for everything.
Right. Yeah. Like it just comes from some fountain of fountain of money that or a tree that grows money. Grace Marie, the is it Dan McKay?
John Mackey, the
Whole Foods president. Mm-hmm. Now, he got himself into a bind earlier in the year, didn't he?
He did. You know,
Tell us what caused him to have
Whole Foods is such a great company. I mean, John Mackey is, you know, comes out of sort of the left philosophy. He used to be, really believe in all these social liberal causes.
Right.
And he got awakened by reality, ran this company, put together this incredibly successful chain of food stores. And he's now gets it about the importance of market economies.
And he talked about what he's doing with his employees right now.
He's got one of the best and most popular health care plans in the country. Basically, he buys a high deductible policy for his employees. The company pays the full premium. He puts about $1,800 a year for a family into a savings account that they then can use, rolls over from year to year.
He not only pays the premium on the high deductible, he gives them the amount of the deductible every year, doesn't he?
Well, almost all the deductible. He gives them to do the whole thing because
he wants them to do $400 or $500
to save it.
Yeah.
And they get the care they want. You know, he said if somebody wants to go see an acupuncturist, that's fine with me because it's their money.
Right. And the government, nobody in the government tells them which doctor to go to, how to spend their money, or save their money.
Yeah.
If they don't use it, they get to keep the money.
And people in the audience, this is just a terrible thing. We can't possibly have that. You know, these people have high deductible policies. I said, listen, folks, just look at the money. Look at the totality. These people are coming out ahead. Their paychecks are higher. I didn't say this last night. I should have. Their paychecks are higher because they're not so much of it's not coming out of the health insurance premium.
Exactly.
And they're healthier. People say, you know, I watch the way I eat. I'm more careful with myself. I don't think that somebody else's responsibility to take care of my health. It's my own. I mean, those are all the things we're trying to achieve in healthcare.
Wasn't it it was wonderful to me to hear an employee of a company, of a big company, pretty good-sized company, Whole Foods, talk about how happy they are with the kind of a program that you have been talking about on this show since 1998.
And we have new evidence. This week, a new study came out from eHealth, which is the company that runs eHealth insurance, and they talked about the average price of health insurance for people who buy it on their own, individual market, $132 a month is the median price for health insurance when people buy it on their own.
When they buy it?
Because they pick a higher deductible.
Exactly.
Their premium's cheaper.
They become consumers and not just patients.
Yes.
Stand by. 22, right back with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.